23 minutes till the top of the hour, Friday Downtown program on the Pulse WZON. Rich Kimble, Brian Stackpole with you. The Boston Bruins, with one game left in the regular season, have dug a nifty little hole for themselves. Not only do they need a win tomorrow, but now need some help. Can they get it? Will it happen? Should it happen? Let's get the answers to some of those questions right now as we're joined on the phone by Matt Kalman, Bruins blog and Boston Herald. Matt, good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, it's going a little rough for Bruins fans these days. Last night was another frustrating moment for the Bruins. I guess the question is, have they dug too deep a hole? Is it over for them, or should it be?
Well, yeah, I mean, it should be over because you would have to think that the way Ottawa's been playing, they'll be able to close it out tomorrow afternoon. And by the time the Bruins take the ice tomorrow night, they'll have already been eliminated. But while the chances are really slim, you got to figure the way this wacky season has gone, even if you look around the league at the other playoff teams, teams that you expected to be in, teams that you didn't expect to be out making it, whether you're looking at the LA Kings or the Winnipeg Jets, you got to wonder how the crazy things might come at the end of the season, and maybe the Bruins do get some sort of miracle and then get into the playoffs, but they certainly haven't done anything to earn our confidence, that's for sure.
It has been such a strange season to follow this team, and just when you think you know what's going to happen, they go in a different direction. What's happened to them over, I would say, even the last 2 weeks, but it's really been just this week, the last couple of games?
Yeah, you know, I think even when they were winning, though, I think even before these last couple of games, you saw some laziness and sloppiness creep into their game. They pulled out a couple of games against Detroit and Florida where they only really played well in the third period and got some fortunate bounces to go their way. And you just look at just a recurring theme the whole season is that this team doesn't have enough scorers to finish and to give the defense enough support and just not enough engagement from a lot of players on every night. The Bruins system, you know, kind of relies on there being 18 men, you know, kind of pulling for each other and supporting one another. And we've seen a lot of guys kind of, play individually and also just not really give their all every night.
Is the talent there for this to be not just a playoff team, but a team that could go in and at least get through the first round?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, the talent is there to make the playoffs for sure. I mean, it shouldn't be that difficult to be in the top eight in your conference, but you know, you can't overlook the character. And so whereas past teams obviously had the character, we've seen these teams come through some adversity and overcome some major obstacles to get in the playoffs and then even make some runs. But you just get the idea now that the character's kind of been stripped away from this team. And they don't really have the ability to rally that talent and to overcome things like Ottawa. I mean, there's no doubt for the here and now, they're a more talented team than Ottawa is. But you look at the way that Ottawa has played, you know, it hasn't just been the goaltender, even though he's gotten so much notoriety because of his funny nickname and his great start. That team scores goals, they play well together, and they don't give up when they're down. And we've seen throughout the course of this season, Bruins were not a good come-from-behind team this year because one little thing would go wrong and they would kind of lose their entire game.
We're talking with Matt Kalman, the Bruins blog and the Boston Herald. Is there a lack of on-ice leadership on this team?
Absolutely. I mean, the captains of this team are pretty strong leaders, but they're not the type of leaders you would think that really shake the core of the team. And I think they've always relied on a large cast of characters leading this team, whether it be vocal guys or guys that are just leaders by example. And I think by stripping away some of the veterans this season, and we know that the salary cap kind of forced their hand in that matter, but replacing some of the older guys with younger guys, and some of the younger guys that were supposed to step up and be leaders weren't, and some of them weren't ready to be leaders, and I think it kind of set this team off in the wrong direction. And then, you know, you factor in the fact that a couple of the leaders, David Krejci and Zdeno Chara, were hurt for a lot of the season. It makes it difficult for them to really impact the team and be an influence, and so this is what you end up with. You end up with a team that doesn't, play up to its expectations.
So what do you think happens tomorrow night? How do you feel they're responding, in particular if Ottawa loses?
Well, that's the whole thing. I really love to see that happen, just to see how this team responds, because they've been talking all year long about their character and how great they are at coming over adversity. You know, they're still living in the past of 2011-2013, and so if Ottawa were to lose tomorrow, it would be a great story to see if they really have the gumption that they talk about. But and I wouldn't be totally shocked to see it happen, because the way Ottawa's been going, you got to figure they're going to lose a game sometime, and you got to figure the Flyers are going out there tomorrow afternoon with nothing to lose. And we know historically the Flyers are good at when they have nothing to lose of starting extracurricular things that can distract the team, that can get a team's best players off their game. And it wouldn't be a complete shock to see that happen, and then we would see what the Bruins are really made of. I don't really think they even have the wherewithal to win a game tomorrow night if they're still in a chance to get in. And plus, Tampa Bay still has something to play for. They could still win the division. And at that point, it would be a real test for the Bruins, and I'm not sure they would pass it.
Now, if they're able to sneak in, can you see them rallying and winning a first-round series?
No, not really. I can't really see them winning it. Maybe they would give the Rangers a hard time. You know, they've matched up pretty well with the Rangers the past couple of years. And, you know, we've seen playoff series where, you know, one bounce here or there, an injury here or there can kind of tilt the balance of power. But the way this team's been playing playoff caliber, you know, playoff level games, even if they haven't been playing at a playoff caliber, they've been playing in games that are of a playoff importance for several weeks. You got to think they might not have much left in the tank by the time they get to the actual playoffs if they got there.
Well, we'll see what happens tomorrow night, the regular season finale, and then maybe just the season finale for the Bruins as they take on the Lightning. Matt Kalman, thanks as always for checking in with us.
Oh, no problem. Take it easy.
17 minutes before the top of the